Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I'm the cult of personality, the cult of personality.
All right, 45 after wrapping up our coverage of the speech last night. And again, when CNN's out there saying there was 78% positive response, 69% of the people asked, these are polls taken right after the speech, 69% say the country's headed in the right direction, up from 58% before the speech, and 69% say they are more optimistic after the speech than they were going in. Democrats having a tough day. Because they got to find something. In fact, I was on some talk shows with the BBC afterwards, and they were going back to, well, he didn't win the popular vote. Well, you know, if they're talking about that, they've got some issues. Bob Poduchik here, the co-chair of the RNC. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much, and I want to give a shout out to our fine chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel, who hails from Michigan and is doing a great job here in Washington, not just for Michigan, but for the entire country.
Yeah, she's out there, and she's representing us well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, give me an idea. Give me your first blush on that speech last night.
Well, clearly the president did a great job, because you had even Van Jones on CNN saying he did a great job.
And I did see that. Kind of, shocking.
It is. It's overwhelming support. And we saw last night that the president provided some leadership. He continues to keep the promises he made on the campaign, and he had an hour without the filter of the media that's trying to distract him with these sometimes manufactured, sometimes silly issues, and he took it straight to the American people, and it was extremely well received,
and it worked.
It did. I noticed you were running down some of the stats from the CNN poll. One of the things that I caught last night on the research they did is that 70% of people that watched the address agree with the policies he talked about, and I think that puts Democrats like Senator Stabenow in a tough spot. So they got to run for reelection, and they've got a president there that is really hitting his stride. He's delivering on his promises, and he's representing an agenda that 70% of the American public agrees with.
I'll take it a step further, because I was saying it this morning before I didn't even see Van Jones's comments, but this will be the one time you ever hear me say, probably, I agree with Van Jones, because I had this conversation with Liz Peek from Fox earlier. I believe that the man became president last night. I believe that in the eyes of many, those who were on the fence, those who were doubtful, those who were not my president, that sort of nonsense, that Donald Trump crossed that threshold for a whole lot of people, millions of people probably last night. And because of the policies, because for the last few weeks, as you well know, his policies have been in the high 50% approval rating area, while his personal numbers have been significantly lower. So people like his policies, even if they don't like him personally. But I think all of that moved in the right direction for this president last night. And I think that he has an opportunity now. Now the question is, can he follow through?
Yeah, and I think that's always the test when you win an election, is being able to deliver on that. And I think a big part of success is going to be two things. One, he clearly unified Republicans last night. You saw the overwhelming adulation and support during his address as he went down all of the different promises he's made on the campaign. But the other key to success is he really made a genuine effort to reach out to Democrats on issues that they have long campaigned on, long talked about in the platform of their party, and he reached out to them, and now they have an opportunity to decide if they're going to join this president in making America great again, or if they're going to continue the obstruction that we saw immediately the day after election.
Well, I don't mean to be a fly in the ointment, but it's not just Democrats that there's some trouble with. Might I mention people like Senator Lindsey Graham, who has said that the budget's already dead on arrival if it's not going to include enough money for the State Department and so on and so forth. Lindsey Graham, not my favorite, I'll guarantee you that, and not the favorite of a lot of other folks.
Well, look, Steve, I think that is the strength of the Republican Party, is that we have a lot of that diversity of thought and ideas. It's something that we as a party can handle. you know, there's sort of the thought police in the Democratic circles that if you're not towing the line on this special interest issue or this identity politics, then you can't be a Democrat. Republicans, you know, I think it's healthy for our party, but I also think that the president provided the kind of leadership last night that will pull those folks on board.
Well, I'll just respectfully disagree. I don't think Lindsey Graham's healthy for much of anything.
That's fair enough.
And I'll just leave it there because I have other concerns. But as you go forward, then let's prioritize. Then is the Obamacare repeal and replace, is that number one? And then you get to tax reform. How do you think this is going to stack up as far as priorities go?
I believe Obamacare is the most important and has to come before tax reform. Without getting into the weeds and the details on it, I think that from a practical governing standpoint, that's the sequencing that has to take place. But if you look at the politics, I also think that's the sequencing that has to take place. I mean, look, Governor Snyder talked about the need for healthcare reform. We're hearing it from people in every state. It, notwithstanding, you know, the kind of magic tricks that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi want to do, the system is a mess. It is a huge problem. It's putting American families at risk, and we need to do something about it. I think some people could say, hey, let the whole thing fall apart and burn down on its own. It's a house of cards. It can't stand on its own. But I think the president's right, and I think the majority leader and the speaker are also correct in saying that this is one we have to deal with. The Democrats made this mess, but the Republicans are going to have to clean it up.
Right, but then they own it, so they better clean it up properly because then they own the narrative, and we'll see where we go from there. But, Bob, we're going to leave it right there because we're out of time for today. Thank you so much for stopping in. Tell Ronna we send our best, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
There you have it. Bob Paduchik, there he is, folks, co-chair of the RNC. We'll take a couple of your phone calls to end the program today. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.